From the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson, Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy August.
Happy August. Yeah. It feels more like a September day.
Yeah, it does
there,
feel
but
nice.
It is August.
We'll take a little break in the heat. I think it'll be back. But
I think it will be back too. Yeah. But
today, school has to start.
That's right. Yeah. School has to start.
Got to get those 100 degree days when
school starts.
Yeah.
Yes. It's nice to have practice though right now.
That's right.
You know, or
something normal.
Something normal. At least those open gyms and getting out there and doing some conditioning, it would be a nice day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Well, we have not a lot has changed at Good Sam. We're still in phase three of our phase plan, which unfortunately, phase three is our last phase. We don't get to go into phase four. I get a lot of people that ask me, well, what does your phase four look like? Well, technically, we don't have a phase four. What I keep getting told is our phase four is a vaccine. So every time there's information on the news or something about a vaccine on the news, I get really excited because I think they're doing some trials right now. So we're still in phase three, and we're going to be there for a long time until that vaccine comes out and can be distributed to our residents and our coworkers safely. So that's what our life looks like right now. But we do have some fun things going on. We have Hay Days coming up in Atkinson,
right,
you know, on the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And we plan on having a float in the parade. And so that will be fun. We're looking forward to doing that. We do get to have some volunteers, different types of volunteers come in, like our pastors and our beauticians and people like that come in to help us out now. So that's really nice to have those individuals come in and help us out a little bit. It's nice to see them getting back into seeing their pastors and getting to talk with them. Some appointments, medically necessary appointments is what we're doing right now. And so they look a little bit different, but we are getting them done. Our providers do come into our facility, so that's nice too. You can see your physician if you need to. So there's just a lot of things that we are doing. Still some things that we cannot do, but those are where we're at right now. We do have visitation for families. That is set up for 30 minutes, and two people can come in at a time. Of course, they have to pass the screen and be temped and all of those things. And everybody's getting used to it. I think I was temped 3 times in one day here recently, one of the places I went. So, yeah, you get used to doing that and receiving it also. So so we're still doing that. So limited visitation with our families that are coming in. But they're excited to come in and see their loved ones. We still do our roll and stroll outside. We're getting our residents outside on the courtyard area and around the building and making sure they get some fresh air. We don't do any trips anywhere because we can't stop anywhere. So that's pretty limited yet. But our residents do get to eat in the dining room, and they get to sit with their roommate or someone that's next to them in a room on the same hallway. So we have to keep them kind of contained to some type of system. So in case we did have a breakout or we did get a case in our building, either among our staff or our residents, that we could kind of trace that back a little bit. So we do keep them pretty together on the same hallways. We still are looking for some positions. So if you haven't been to our website, you can go to www.good-sam.com and find careers and look at some of the positions that we are looking for on that website. So just a few positions, a nurse aide for our evening shift, a nurse for our evening shift, and then we just have a position open at our assisted living as well.
Oh, good.
So, yeah. Okay. And our assisted living is following the same rules as the nursing home is. They still have to screen in and, again, limited appointments out. So, with just kind of a learning curve. And every day I still get questions about different things and what we can and cannot do. And that's perfectly fine. If you have questions, you can certainly call us. It's been interesting. And we're just going to keep rolling along, trekking along with this COVID. Now, what concerns me is that we do have a little bit of a rise in Holt County for our cases. And if that continues to rise, then what will happen is we'll have to back up some of that visitation and back up some of the things we're doing, and looking more like a phase two than a phase three if that count keeps going up. So I'm just going to put my plug out there to keep wearing your masks,
right?
Because, you know, it's proven that that really does make a difference. You know, and we, you know, and my staff do travel. I do travel. I've been to a few places in Nebraska, and we just keep it proving it over and over that wearing a mask is just the most important thing you can do besides using hand sanitizer and washing your hands.
Right.
So, and we're going to have flu season come up here.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah.
Yay, you know, one thing leads into another. So we'll be getting our flu vaccinations here coming up, and just encourage everyone to do that as well. And yeah, so that's where we're at with our phases and what we're doing. So like I said, not a lot has changed, but just encourage people to, if you can't come in and visit, you know, send those cards, send those letters. We can do FaceTime on our iPads. There's a lot of things we can do, even though you can't come into our facility. So just encourage people to do that. If they know someone in our facility, just to reach out to them, and we can set that up so you can do a face-to-face.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. And like you said, the best thing to do is if you have a question or a concern, just call.
Certainly. Yeah. Just call us, and we'd be more than happy to answer those questions. You know, we are taking admissions yet. A lot of people ask that. Some facilities are not, but we are. We do kind of an observation zone for 14 days with our new admissions, depending on where they come from, you know, depending on which hospital they've been in. And we take a look at all of those things and the type of restrictions we have for our admissions that come in. We just keep continuing to keep our residents as safe as possible. That's
sure.
our goal.
Amen.
So, and to keep it out of our facility if we can.
All right. And like we said, if you have any questions, call. But otherwise, everything's still kind of going just
kinda
as good
going.
As we can make it go right
That's
now.
Right.
So.
That's right.
All right, Jessica.
All right.
Well, have a great month of August, and we'll see everybody at Atkinson 8 Days.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. Jessica Eby from the Good Samaritan Society in Atkinson.